And I suppose the only issue that you could really pick this week wasn't everybody's fault, but we had a bad bus, where we got a hold of one, you didn't know we had a problem along, and as a result of that, building something. I don't think it's gonna make him a goddamn vote, no. I think bus should go by, go haul this one, it's gonna make a trip up that far, and talk about the millions, the hundreds of millions we're selling to China, hundreds of millions we're selling to Japan, hundreds of millions we're selling, got it all together to Russia. Exports are all, and I knew that the president's peace initiative, that speech has gotta be made by somebody.
Well, that's the speech you made, I told that this morning, he told me, that's the speech you made, and he brings them up out there, they love it, they do.
You got it all added up to a huge number, you see the Russian, and you put the Russian, you would not buy it, but say $2 billion increase in exports, and he's all over the president's peace initiative, whatever you think it is. Pick up Japan, a lot of that they're gonna buy anyway, but just add as if they didn't, then let the opposition say any that much. What the hell would you care, John? The other thing is that I would certainly like to keep them, attack them on the issues that we know, rather than have them attack us and us with them on the issues we're weak on. You know, my theory is, never have people thinking of the issues that hurt you, always have to think of the issues that hurt the other one. That's the thing I really, really wanna be sure we watch every goddamn attack.
Well, that's one of the points, Mr. President, that I would make that agreement. There aren't many of those issues that hurt you, that hurt us. There are more issues that hurt you, and if he wants to talk about grain exports, all he's doing is reminding people that we are now exporting a hell of a lot of grain, and the proof of the pudding is that the price of wheat is up sky high. The farmer is getting a better return than he's ever gotten. He knows it's because of the grain deal. So the government charges that we gave inside information to some big trade as well. Is that more important to the farmer or the fact that his wheat price is up? I don't, you know, plus him was very dead. He did just the reverse of what I told him. I told him well and charged that
he's had a
great test. He did it, if anyone has answered questions. But even so, even following, and we blew that one. Girl, that's foolish because he went further than he was supposed to go. He's commanded, but he's a fighter, but he went too far. But even so, what you have done in the minds of the farmers is to elevate the grain deal as a subject that they're looking at. And I'm not sure that's a complete use of time. I mean,
Tell Peterson to talk about that too.
Yeah, Pete doesn't make the deal with news.
Put it in terms of whatever sounds the biggest, like we did in Cambodia. How many rounds of ammunition rather than how many tons? So I don't use to hit everyone with every mine. But the crime is how many rounds. Screw the ton. 8 tons of ammunition sounds like nothing. 1 million rounds sounds like a horrible thing.
That's 1 million people who do
not have those. Are you that bad at time? A month. Well, no, not quite.
I remember
3 weeks to get them to change. I remarked that time.
I remember we rewrote this stuff a little bit.
But, well, the main thing is, I'd like to get him talking, get him on his heels again on this darn domestic issue. You think the food price issue can hurt you?
Big.
You do.
I got it. Some of you said on the weekend he was getting a lot of comments about it. And then, God being a fool, had his surrogates up in the Senate that he picked out. Proxmire started talking about it.
Yeah.
So Proxmire came out of the Senate today and a little bit of baloney.
Holy shit, baloney.
Yeah, well, like it was a, you know, the government's always talking about baloney sandwiches instead of martini munching.
Shit.
And
see, now I have baloney. Why?
Now I have. Well, the Scott just went out and cut them up because,
you know, the people of Europe up there can eat baloney. They ate pretty good,
pretty well.
People in the Pacific here, we ate the goddamn crust.
John Sherman Cooper helped him, and he brought him in Nixon's got a motion to have the government take over the office and move the road. So they keep the issue alive for today, which is, I just think it's super.
It's a fact, you think, they're gonna take the lid off, he's gonna remove the controls. Even Gallup, okay, there, people object, they don't think controls are working that good, but they want them tougher.
They want them tougher.
We should say we want them harder, we need more control out of the class.
Well, I.
Back up in front, that ought to say.
That's just what we get back, that's just what people say, he did say that, right? I want to get ahead of some press conference. They probably have something to tell the press.
Anybody ever gave a bit of burn, they won't be not talking.
I have not talked to persons, I decided that Bill Sapphire, but they were guarding.
Sapphire is what?
That it's a Jewish holiday, so we'll pay you one.
The Jews never have a holiday, they never have a holiday.
They have more than I ever seen.
God almighty, they celebrate ours too.
Yeah, they get a vote, but.
That's all right.
We're invited, but can you go?
This is a very high, is this Hanukkah or Rosh Hashanah or?
I wouldn't see you on the board.
I'll get it. I had a good talk with Scoop, and I went, but it couldn't have been nice, you know, thank you for what you did on that.
So good.
Our control and so forth. And he just called, he said, well, listen, he said, we've got nothing to do with that. Yeah, I said, I wasn't gonna be on the watch, he said, what do you want? He said, I'm not gonna do that, you know, I was there and called, and that's the idea. He said, this is after the election, I'm gonna be ready to talk about it, just don't worry about it. At least that's just good. But, we have 50 days left today, I think. Well, big money this week. If I don't know, I just feel we want to be sure to keep answering on these issues.
Well, I would have to say this, the best of all worlds would be if every day we could get in, somebody could get, not you.
The freedom of point would be valid, you would do it.
But as long as it is capitalist, it's incentive. If every day we could have him responding to the charge that he favors $1,000 on us, that would be the best of all worlds. You can't get that. To keep him responding and on the defensive, you have to be getting him on anything that you can make to the side. And always his issues, always issues he's weak on, but you can't always select what they're gonna be. We wouldn't have known that we had the wage price control issue. And we just have to grab that and use it because it's there. On this campaign finance, if you want to get on that this week.
We got it together.
Well, I think so. Not for the people in the study, but I think it's enough of this that it's gonna make an issue. But the only point I would make is that he can get on the defensive answering the charges. It's to me the most important thing of all because it's keeping him from building any land in the area. And Friedman's point is right, we agree that we appear to be too sensitive. I mean, I noticed the CBS Saturday night said consistent with its policy that the Texas administration would not let the government charge the bill money answer. And that gave our answer to his charge on the world.
Yeah. As soon as they get there for that meeting, you take them to the office. I may invite them to sit them around. I'll be there.
A couple of ambassadors, for example, a couple of workers out there, ambassadors. something that has to do with the buses building, where their expertise is valuable, some of these buildings are supposed to be, I think, in terms of down-to-earth savvy, and knowing how government works and how government, how people react to it, I'll take it out of the records.
Anything down.
But we're 50, it's...
What do you think about the DOW jackasses?
Well, it depends on how it plays out, it's just what it's going to happen.
They come around, they bomb out parts now, and acting as if we were raising a gun, and they know they're 30 miles from that, and they know.
This could backfire very, very badly. My own instincts are concerned, this is one, after they get out of Vietnam, that we could grab Helen and Helen. There have been five DOWs who have been put on radio and held bridging people in this country, the vote from the government. These three have been sent to the first one. And I think there could be one, not by you or by us or by us, but one hell of a backlash.
Well, you remember how people bubble up in Korea, that the one over in Korea, and I'm sure they don't like people carrying against their own country.
No, they don't. I don't remember how people go, we've been running the military, and it's pure. But I know that, I know this kind of thing that backfire is a competition versus what, and unfortunately, he is sitting there driving the silent beneficiary of this. It's at that point that I think our people should just cut a little bit, so I think we should make him pronounce that he's exploiting the BLM, he's exploiting human misery, he's allowing this, having this cut back. Well, we know.
You know, he's allowing himself to be a tool of the communists. I wish the community would include that in his speech.
Well, he's
about POW.
Yeah, he does not have that.
Yeah. He's allowing himself to do it. He should repudiate this blatant attack of North Vietnam, the North Vietnam communists who interfere in American life. Oh, the North Vietnam communists.
Go, call it this way.
He can do that. He does very careful on to the key because he was right to the right.
The speech that he has today, he's got the steel workers, he said, Las Vegas, and the brochure that he is putting out, there isn't anybody in our camp that has to do it. He goes back and reads his 1948 letter from Northwest University. The Mitchell said, "Right, this thing," in which he talks about what a great man Henry Wallace is, and how we should be worried about the civilians, and how they're really our friends. And, it's a devastating letter. He's got a little bit of this. Because of the magnitude, because it's going to change the business. 1948. Because that sticks in with his government.
Yeah, and he talks about conduct on the trade, it's not about him.
Well, he's naive about conduct. Another form of government. Yeah. Well.
Thank you.
freshman had the indictments, so that we decided to leave instead of much of it. Yankelovich did a study for town, that people didn't care about the war game. No one believes you're involved. Interesting reactions they had from a lot of others. You know, they do that, they have a 200-person survey. Kind of interesting comments. Nixon's too smart to be involved in that. He would be involved in that. They give you much more credit than the next step of something that's easy. So, have we found any answer that way?
Well, he's